Amen.
Amen.
So I hope each and one of us have this prayer in each and one of us. Lord, use me. Lord, use me. Right? I hope that's not just for December, that's all the time. Yeah? Lord, how can I touch souls? How can I bring more souls into the kingdom? Lord, use me. Let me be an instrument of righteousness. We pray this prayer a lot of times, right? Now, there's a few weeks ago, as we were praying in Empress Crown, we were quiet and we were receiving things from the Spirit. I got this picture, right? And I'm going to tell you a history, right? In the 1990s, if you were all in Malaysia, you might remember this, there was a water crisis. No? But there was a shortage of water. Water's not actually coming out of the tap. Right? It was that bad, right? And can you find out? Yeah. So that's not my message, by the way. It's just like an intro, like a warm up. Yeah. So we have pictures like this where people are lining up.
The
pictures are coming. Alright, so, and I remember as a young boy, I would help mom to go and collect water from the water trucks, right? It would come because water is not coming out of the tap. And so in, I think maybe every day or maybe every second day, there would be water trucks coming into the suburbs, and then everyone would be queuing up with their buckets and anything they can fill water with, and then they would bring it home and then, use water really, 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 carefully. Are we there yet? Okay, so and we can see when the first week it happens, right? People were bringing all kinds of containers, right? Because they were not ready, so no one really has like proper pails like this. Like this one is probably a bit further into the water shortage because it was I think for a few months. Right, this one people already know, so they went out to buy pails and all that. But there are some people who were like this, where they use things that it's just to carry water, and it's not gonna carry well, yeah. Right? It's gonna be so hard, no handles and all that. Yeah. But then, that's not the point of my story, okay? The point of my story is next, okay? Some people were, if they else can't afford it, the Sunday school children are here. I wonder if they knew. Children, do you know what is that?
A well.
A well, very good. Okay, I thought they might know. Okay, it's a well, okay? And a well which you can get water from. And in my grandma's house, we actually built one in the house, right? And it looks similar to that. And always beside the well, there will be a pail, okay? Or a bucket like that, right? Now, the point of my story is this. When I was, when we were just quiet down and praying, I saw this picture, right? A well with a bucket on the side. Okay? Now, we all like to say this. Let me, God, use me. God, let me be an instrument of righteousness. Use me, use me, use me. But then, when we want to be that bucket, right, to be used, there are a few things we have to make sure in our life. Number one, if you are a bucket, okay, think like a bucket right now. Be the bucket. Okay. You must not have holes, firstly. Right? It'll be very frustrating. In fact, sometimes when the bucket is very rusty, sometimes it gets holes at the bottom, right? And then when you put it and you draw up, the water keeps flowing out and then you get nothing. Right? At the end, it's unusable basically, right? The second thing is it needs to be filled as well. When we were young, we also like very excited. I want to try, but there's that skill to get the water in the bucket, you need to like swing it like that and then you pull it up. Because if you just drop it, the bucket will just fall on the water and then you pull it up, there's nothing. Yeah. Right? So second thing is the bucket needs to be filled. Yeah. Yeah. Right? The bucket needs to be filled. And the last one, which is even more frustrating, is when we want to get water, but the pail is nowhere to be seen around the well. Right? So this one, we can use a bit more divine words. You say, we got to be positioned accurately near the well. So you can see where I'm coming with this. We like to say, God, use me. But sometimes we fail to see there are some things in our life we got to fix. There are some things that maybe we got to refill ourselves. And then, the last thing is, make sure we are positioned accurately If we say that we want to be used, say in the nursing homes, then we gotta go to the nursing home. We can't say use me, use me, use me. Thank you. All right, they're listening.
Good job.
Yes, good, good job. All right. But more importantly, not just to be where we are at, but we gotta be positioned close to the well, which is where the source of the water is, which is God. Right? And when things begin to happen, you know, as a bucket, when we carry water and we begin to distribute water to people, the people get excited, right? You can see the view, wow, we can water now. But can the bucket boast that the water came from him?
No.
No, okay. That's not a trick question, okay? When that happens, when we begin to see things exciting happen, in the end, who do we direct the praise to the well? Where the source of the water is, to where God is. Yeah? So, in this season, let us be a bucket that has no holes, that is filled with God. Like Brother Adrian was saying, just be filled and filled and filled, and then be positioned well beside the well. Wow. Okay. I was expecting laughter, but never mind. Position well at the well. Amen?
Yeah.
All right? And then sometimes pail, people use it for something else, right? They use it as a chair, they use it as a, you know, as a stepping stool and all that. You know, sometimes we begin to think, am I doing what I'm supposed to do? Am I being a bucket, right? Am I being that pail that was meant to draw water and distribute it out, rather than being used for something? That's where we were not positioned well. That's where you're beginning to ask around, where's the pail? Where's the pail? Right? Who took the pail away? And then we see, oh, it's like stacked, like, you know, someone put a box. Sometimes in the kitchen, there's not enough chairs, you take the pail and put a box on top instead. Right? And that's where it's not being used for its purpose.
Yeah.
Alright? And this is why I'm going to go into my message with that. Right? For us, we were all created by God for a purpose. Unless we know that what the purpose is, we are going to be lost. We're going to feel like we are useless. We're going to feel like that bucket that is overturned and being set on rather than being drawing water and giving up to people. Right? So, you know, recently we bought a, what do you call it? A Dyson vacuum. Right? I'm not advertising for a Dyson, but it's the V8, by the way. It's great. Right? Now, we think that we know how to use it because I had the V6. But with this new one, there's even more attachment. Just as simple as using two different heads. It's like, hey, which one is which one? Because one's meant to be hard floor and one's meant to be carpet. Right? If I did not read the instructions, I would be using the wrong head for the wrong floor. And then, we can probably spoil the vacuum a bit faster. Right? So, what my point of the story is, all of us were created by God, and all of us was created for a purpose. In order to go to that purpose, the manual for our purpose is in here.
Amen.
Amen? And the purpose of us being created is right from the beginning in chapter 1. Yeah, in Genesis chapter 1, when God created man, basically. And he gave the purpose to man, what he's meant to do. Yeah. Alright? So, if we go to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 to 31, alright? Maybe let's all read together here. 1, 2, 3. Then God said,
let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. And God said, see, I have given you every bird that you see, which is on the face of the earth, and every tree whose fruit you see. To you it shall be for food, also to every beast on the earth, to every bird on the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, in which there is life. I have given every green herb for food, and it was so. Then God saw everything that he made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day.
Now, I hope the children remember this in Sunday school. When we say that God created, you know, everything day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, everything was good, right? But on the sixth day when he created man, what did he say? It was
very good.
Everyone say?
Very good.
So, are we created very good?
Yes.
I don't know if that's correct in English, but I'm just going to say, let's declare it. I was created very good.
Very good.
Okay? God declared that when he created man, it was very good. Alright, so maybe let's pray for him. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, truly you have created us very good. This morning, Lord, we declare that each and every one of us will know our purpose in life, will know our purpose of being created, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that truly we will be that bucket that is well positioned beside the well. There will be no holes, that will be continuously filled with that water. The water from heaven right now in Jesus' name, that when we can be that bucket to distribute this water to the world, Lord, right now, to nations, to touch the lives of people right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. We just declare right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we will be what you have created us for. We will step into our destiny. We will know our purpose. Right now in Jesus' name, that we will fulfill our purpose, Lord. With Christ in us, with the Holy Spirit leading us and guiding us, Lord, we will hear your voice accurately and we will step up, Lord, wherever you want us to go. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 All right. Another object lesson, okay? Another object lesson. Now, recently, my darling wife bought me a new bag, right? Okay? It looks like an ordinary bag, right? Now, until I watched the video of why this bag is made, I didn't know how to actually use it properly. Okay? Okay, again, I'm not advertising the bag. But if you want to buy this on Facebook, I think. Alright? Now, firstly, if you look, the zip is on the back. Right? Not like normal ones where the zip is exposed. Because this is what you call an anti-theft bag. You can imagine if you put it on, the zip is on the inside, people can't open it, right? But then I thought, oh, that was it. Oh, great bag. But then, you know, when I first used it, it was so tight, like, cannot put so many things, it's so small and all that. Then I began to watch the video again. And I realized, the video said you can put lots of things. Like, how? Then it's like, the zip goes all the way that it can actually open up like that, like flat. So, and there's little compartments, and the compartments are actually on this side, right? Sorry, on this side. Not easily seen. When you open at least, you don't actually see the compartment. And then I realized, oh, that's where you can put, like, you know, your pencil box, your phone, or whatever. And then there's a laptop sleeve and all this. And, wow, it's great. And then, right? Sometimes we also think we all look like any other bag. But until we begin to see what the potential of that bag, or what our potential is, we don't see ourselves small, basically. Yeah? And another thing with this bag is that there's a USB charger that comes out. Right. Okay. I don't even want to discover that yourself. Okay? So that I don't sidetrack. Okay. Now, so in this verse in Genesis 1, it says that God created us in his image and in his likeness. Right? We were created. Not just, like last time when I read this verse, oh, it means that we all look like God, right? If I went to heaven and see God, it wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised. Because we were made to look like Him, and you know. But then, as we study more and more into the Word, we begin to realize it's not just about appearance that we are made in the image of God. Like, you know what I mean? When we talk about we're made in the image and His likeness, what does that actually mean? Yeah, because then we will realize our full potential when we know what does this mean by created in His image and His likeness. Okay? And another thing, there's two principles I want to combine here as well. Number one is that, and number two, when God gave a command, God never gives a command to man that he himself doesn't really do. Okay? So we see here, just in summary, after he said that God created man, and he blessed him, he gave us this command, right? He said, number one, everyone say with me, number one?
Number one.
Be fruitful.
Be fruitful.
Okay, number two?
Number two.
Multiply.
Multiply.
Okay, number three?
Number three.
Fill the earth.
Fill the earth.
Number four?
Number four.
Subdue.
Subdue.
Number five?
Number five.
Rule.
Rule.
Okay, so these five things. Now, when God created the heavens and the earth and everything that is in it, it was fruitful, right? There was things that bears fruits. Okay? So that one, yes. Multiply. God, there's only one God. There's not going to be a multiplication of God. But what did he do? He, by creating man, he can multiply his image and fill the whole earth. Yeah? So, and then filling the earth, that's pretty obvious. Okay? Then the last two, to subdue and rule the earth. Right? We know that at the end, when Jesus returns, he's going to subdue the enemy and he's going to rule the earth. But he doesn't want to do it alone. And that's why he created man, so that man can partner together with God to subdue the enemy and rule together. Amen? Alright, that's just, in summary, the basic purpose of why we are created for. Yeah, we are not created to be a victim. We are created to be a victor. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah. Say with me, I'm not a victim.
I'm not a victim.
I'm a victor.
I'm a victor.
In Christ.
In Christ.
I'm not a victim.
I'm not a victim.
I am a victor.
I'm a victor.
In Christ.
In Christ.
I say one last time. I am not a victim.
I'm not a victim.
I am a victor.
I'm a victor.
In Christ.
In Christ.
Alright, so when we are born again, when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we can understand and come to this original purpose. Right? Because of sin, we are cut off from God and we are also cut off from this purpose that we are meant to fulfill. But when we, after we're born again, when we become Christians, like true believers in the Lord Jesus, you know, we now can fulfill this purpose in life. And for all of us. Amen? Alright, let's go on. Alright, so just for 3 points about how did God create us. Alright, number one is God created us in His image and likeness. Alright, now this definition came from Dr. Jonathan David, and it helps to understand a bit more about what does it mean by creating in His image and likeness. Alright, so number one, that in image, he said this. Alright, image is the inward spiritual potential that man has. Alright? That it will be like God. Okay, it will be the same resemblance. In fact, the Hebrew word for image and likeness is very similar. It's basically resemblance. Alright? And then the second one is likeness is the potential of character, and it is the way we express Him. So, one, image is about the inside spiritual potential. And then the likeness is got to do with the character, how others can then see God, right? How others can see God in man. Right? That's the likeness there. All right. So when we are created, we are all created to reveal His image, not only His image, His will, but also His nature, His character in earth, on the earth. Amen. All right. So internally, we can say that when we are born again, we have the Spirit of God in us. And when we have the fullness of God in us, then can we have that full potential, that His image. Because in the Bible, we also say that, you know, as we pray in tongues, you know, more and more we are conformed to His image. So that spiritual, internal, inward potential has to come to that same level as God. Can you see that? You know, in the last days especially, this is going to be even more important. When we were going to see this more and more manifest, we'll see it now, especially in the last days. And the likeness, when we begin to have that full potential in us, then out of that, we will see the character comes out, the character of God coming out. And then We can express God through our will. If our will is submitted, we can express God through our actions. We can also express God through how we speak. And we can express God through how our character is. So then, we're beginning to reveal this invisible God in heaven, right here, visibly on earth. Alright? So we can see now, when we are created in His image and likeness, you know, one of the things that, I think this is Pastor Bill Johnson that said, why did He say to multiply and fill the earth? Fill the earth with what? Is to fill the earth with the image of God. So as we begin to share and the gospel to other people, and when they come to the kingdom of God, we are multiplying an image of God. We are beginning to multiply and fill the earth with the image of God. Amen? So this, when we go out now, when we're going out with the carolings and nursing homes and all that, let's have this. Firstly, we got to have the image of God in us first. Right? Just like that bucket. If he needs to deliver water, he needs to have the water from the well inside first before he can deliver out. Amen? Yeah? And that's why now, when we pray, present our body as a living sacrifice to Him. Why? It's so that He can fill us. That fullness of God can be in us. Amen? We want that. We like to pray, you know, to be like Jesus. But are we doing everything possible to make that happen? Are we positioning ourselves rightly in our lives? Amen?
Amen.
Oh, it sounds good. Yeah. Okay.
Amen.
Amen. Alright? So basically we are created to be like our Father God. Mm-hmm. Right? We are not created just to be normal, to be small, you know. That's why when we proclaim that Christ is victorious, we also into that victory, right? Yeah. Because what He is also us. Mm. But through our will, through our emotions, right? That's where it can stop. Because in us is the Spirit, but our soul can affect how much can come out. Mm. Yeah? So we'll see in the next point. Okay, oh sorry. Before this, let's read 2 Corinthians 3, 17 to 18. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. What this means, basically, is that the more and more we spend time with Jesus, the more and more we can be like Him. The more and more we spend time with our Father God, we become more like Him. So, we don't want just to know that we are created in His image and likeness, but there is this step where the more and more we spend time with our Father God, we can reveal a lot more. Firstly, we receive more from Him, and then we can reveal a lot more to the world. Amen?
Amen.
Alright. And the next one is Romans 8, 28 to 30. Alright. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. For whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He predestined, this He also called, and whom He called, this He also justified. And whom He justified, this is also glorified. So again, as we are all created to be like Him, it was predestined that we all to be like Jesus. Alright, and as we fellowship with Him, we become more like Him, and being born again allows us to do that. But the born again experience is not the end, that's just the beginning. Right? So now we are in this journey together to be more and more like Christ. So the question is this: can we be like Him?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Can we be like Him? Yes, that potential is there. But what is stopping us? What is stopping it? It's our choices. Because God, although He created us in His image and His likeness, He didn't make us a robot. Right? He made us with choices, with free will, so that we can choose Him. Amen?
Amen.
Right? Before we were born again, yes, we were under the bondage of sin. But if we are truly born again, we are no more under the bondage of sin. Amen?
Amen.
That means we have now can choose to live while God wants us to live. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah?
Amen.
So, and it is interesting why, you know, and Dr. Jonah began to expound on this, why the enemy is so jealous of that. You know, why is he so jealous of that? Because, firstly, why is he coming to destroy us? Or to make us not multiply the image of God? Okay? Number one is, firstly, we are reflecting God. So whenever he sees us, he sees God. Mm-hmm. Right? He's very, you know, it angers him. Second thing is, remember Uncle Donald shared this, when Lucifer and a fallen angel, he said what? I will be like. Which means, he wanted to be like God. He wanted, quote unquote, to have that image as well.
Correct. Yep.
But instead of giving it to angels, God created man to give that image to us. Isn't that a great privilege?
Yes.
Can you see now? You know, we begin to see, you know, the enemy is just someone who's, you know, low.
Absolutely.
Right? It's no more that he is having a bondage over us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he's actually jealous of what we're having.
That's right.
But we don't know that. That's the problem. We don't know our great potential.
Yeah.
Yeah? And that, and if he can keep us that way,
yeah,
right, not knowing, you know, just like, oh, I'm just Dino, you know, I'll just be nice to people. Like, no, there's no great purpose in life, amen?
Amen.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And then, what's even more amazing revelation that he gave was, you know, angels were created perfect, which means they're already at 100%. They can only go down. Alright? As all these fallen angels, they become more and more corrupt. Right? Whereas for us, men, with Christ, we're becoming better and better. Amen?
Yeah.
Alright? We are coming to that fullness, to that perfection in God. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah? So, we can see now that when God created us in His image, it is for a great purpose. Yeah? And even though angel per se, they cannot multiply, right? They are not created to procreate, unlike men.
Yeah.
So what can they do? They just multiply the evilness that is in man's heart, right? So that's why it's targeting you and me. And he can only target through the mind, right? But we have total control. Actually, we do have total control. With God in us, we have total control. Yeah? We just need to connect it accurately. You know, like I said, we position well beside the well, right? And as we journey in this life, you know, we can truly express fully what God has put in all of us. Amen?
Amen.
Alright, don't let the enemy shortchange us. Don't let the enemy cheat us.
Yeah.
Don't let the enemy lie to us. Don't let the enemy deceive us that we're nothing, we're not being useful. Alright? We were all created, you know, to be usable by God.
Amen.
Amen. In fact, let's go really to the next point, I hope. Yes, okay. The next point, alright? The second one is that, you know, God created us to be the same kind as Him, which is a spirit being.
Mm.
Everyone say with me, spirit being.
Spirit being.
Okay? But what's the difference between us and God is that we have a soul and we also have a body. Alright? Now, so we know that we are created spirit, soul and body, alright, as in this picture here. Okay, now when we are born again, God comes into our spirit, and now how much of the spirit of God that can be manifested out is controlled by our soul, okay, our will, our emotion and mind. If we don't submit or subject that to the word of God, to the spirit of God, then we are stopping the spirit from flowing out. Alright, so this is something about where, you know, how much we express God is all going to be determined by us. Okay, but when we are born again, you know, I always like this. When we receive the Holy Spirit, everyone has a different Holy Spirit. It's all the same. It's the same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. It's the same Holy Spirit that, you know, was with Jesus when Jesus went out to heal the sick. Proclaim the words of God. So if we say we have the Spirit, the Holy Spirit in us, then we should have that same potential.
Mm.
Right? Right? It's not, I think, I don't know who said it, but you know, there's no such thing as a baby Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as a young Holy Spirit. There's only one Holy Spirit. It's
right.
The Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah? So how much of us that we want to allow the Holy Spirit to come out, that's all going to be on us. Yeah?
Yeah?
But you can see, right? I hope you see these two things where God created us to be this, right? This much. Yes, we are growing towards that, but how much or how fast we are growing is all going to depend on us. Amen?
Amen.
Alright. Because I knew that the Sunday school children would be here, I put that picture, and oh, there, as they are drawing away children, what is that on the left?
Spider-Man.
Okay, they all know that. Alright? Now, I'm not here to talk about Spider-Man, alright? But if some of you would have watched the latest Spider-Man movie, right, there was a conversation like this, right? Okay, where Spider-Man, he's, what do you call it? The guy that is wearing the spider suit, his name was?
Peter.
Okay? Peter Parker, or Peter for short. Alright? And what did he say? He's like, you know, give me the suit, right? Spider-Man suit.
Yeah.
But another guy named Tony, alright, was saying that basically Tony is the one that created the suit for him, right? Made the suit awesome and things like that for him. But it's like, no, like, okay? So Peter said this, right? Peter said this, I am nothing without the suit. I am nothing without the suit. Now Tony, who created the suit, said, if you are nothing without the suit, the Spider-Man suit, then you shouldn't have it. Okay? Now that was a very cool statement, right? Yeah? For me, I was like, whoa. hero application and also spiritual application. Right? Sometimes we like to say this, I am nothing without my suit. I can also say suit. I'm nothing without this suit. I'm nothing without the things that I can create outside, like a big house, a nice car. I'm nothing without these things. But we fail to see that our body, you know, pinch yourself, right? That's not the real you, right? The real you is inside in the spirit. Just like Mr. Spider-Man here, the Spider-Man suit per se is not real. The real Spider-Man or the real hero is who? Is Peter himself.
Yeah.
Right? Peter is basically saying, I can't be a hero without the suit. Which is not true. If you wanted to be a hero, you can be a hero with or without the suit.
Yeah.
The suit doesn't, the suit is just a tool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So for us, you know, our body is a tool. We need to use it. We need to use our mouth. We need to use our hands to lay hands on people. Yeah. Right? It's just a tool. Right? But if we keep saying, I'm not as handsome as that guy, I'm not as tall, not as short, not as whatever it is, right? I'm not like that person, then I'm nothing, then it's not true. You fail to see the true us in the spirit. Yeah? Because my body is not the real me, my spirit is the real me. Alright, everyone say with me, my body is not the real me,
my spirit
is the real me. Okay? So I hope if you all go and watch the Spider-Man movie, you will see in this clip. It was really good. Okay? Or else I think the trailer has it, right? I think the trailer has it. Anyway. Alright, let's go back. Okay? When God created us, why did He create us as a spirit being? It's so that we can be of the same kind as Him. And because of that, next slide. Because we are also in the spirit dimension, it means that we are on the same dimension as God. And it means that we can communicate with Him. Right? But we communicate with Him in spirit. And just like that scripture says, you know, God is looking for those who worship Him in spirit and in truth. It's the same thing. Everything that we do with God, we got to do it in the spirit. Alright? So, and life that is in, life is in the spirit, but our soul determines the life that comes forth. So we have a choice. Alright? We have now, when we accept Christ as our Lord and Savior, we have the power to choose to do what is right. Amen? Okay? So, don't keep saying, I can't do it, it's not for me, you know, all these great things that, you know, either man or woman of God is doing, you know, all that And all the external things, it doesn't matter. What is the Spirit of God is telling us from the inside? Are we allowing Him to work in our life? And then are we allowing Him to manifest out? Amen?
Amen.
Alright? And not only that, when Jesus came on the earth, He showed us how it is done. He showed us how is it that a spirit being, right, or a God, having a body of the man on earth, how to live like that. Right? And He said that, you know, because if God were to come down on the earth as God, then we can follow. It's hard for us to follow. But Jesus came down as man by having the Spirit of God in Him, which is what we are at the moment. If we have Christ, then we can do what Christ did. In fact, Jesus said what? Greater things than this you can do. Right? We gotta truly believe this. We gotta truly believe that. If not, we may not step up. If not, we will always have this mentality, I can't do it. I can't do it. I am nothing without my suit. Yeah? Alright? So, with this, then we can resist the enemy. Mm-hmm. Right? And the Bible says what? Resist the enemy and he will stay? No. Resist the enemy and he will flee from you. Yeah? And Jesus came to show us how to live, you know? And that word, that phrase where He says, not my will, but your will be done. So it shows that we can live how Jesus lived. We can do the will of God as how He lived. Right? Because of that potential in us. Amen?
Amen.
Alright, last one. Okay, the last one is, we are created to have a relationship with Him or with God. Okay? Here we see that when man first fell because of disobedience, we see what? God coming down first. Did man try to look for God? No, it was the other way around. God looked for man. And here it says, and they hear the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, where are you? Alright, remember the background of the story is, this is when Adam and Eve had eaten the fruit, right? And then they realize, they hide in the bushes or something. Yeah? But what did it say here? Did God then say, nah, I don't want to friend them anymore. No such thing. In fact, God still came and looked for them. Yeah. Not just like for all of us, like what I declared this morning, you know? God is not hard to find.
Yeah.
In fact, He is always looking for you. He's seeking to want to have fellowship with all of us, to want to be together with you.
Amen.
To be together with us.
Yeah.
Right? You know, yes, this statement from Dr. Jonathan, yes, sin separates us, but it does not scare God from coming closer to us.
That's right.
In fact, He gave a way to remove that barrier so that we can be connected to Him. Isn't that amazing?
Amen.
Yeah. So, if we, today we feel, okay, maybe it's true that God is revealing some things in our life that is not right, but should we then keep on holding to that barrier? No. You know, nothing is impossible for God to remove so that He can have fellowship with us, can have that relationship with us. Alright? And that's what true Christianity is. This is not just a religion that I have to do all these things to find God. It is the other way. God is finding me. I just have to believe in His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that His death on the cross has cleansed all my sins away. And when by believing in Him, I can now have this relationship with this God, my Creator, my Savior. Amen?
Amen.
Alright? So, next. Okay, here another verse here which you are very familiar with. Okay, Romans 5 verse 8. But God demonstrates His own love towards us that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So here, what I just said, right? That Jesus, the name Jesus is, He will save His people from their sins. Alright? Is it not that because of His sin, their sins, that it pushes God further and further away? It's because of that that God comes closer to us and He give us this avenue to be connected to Him. Amen?
Yeah.
Very good.
Alright. Alright, so let's conclude this. And I'll conclude in this way. Alright? I gave you a little bit about the comparison between how men and angels, right? The difference between men and angels. So when we were created, right? The Bible says that we are created or predestined to be children of God. God created us so that He can have a family. Yeah? But then, when because of sin, this connects us from the family of God. But then, God gave us a way by sending Jesus to restore this relationship.
That's right.
But then, do you know that the angels were not called children of God?
That's right.
The angels, their purpose is to create, is to assist and to minister to His saints. Mm-hmm. Right? Can you see that maybe they can be a bit jealous as well? Maybe. Yeah? But the point is this. Can you see now, we see angels as, wow, it's a great being, like, you know. But what about us, men? You know, in Psalms 8, it said, "What? You know, why is God so mindful of men?" Right? So I hope all this, when I was going through this series, you know, putting down strongholds, it just brings you to a new level. Right? You don't see yourself somewhere on this level, it's up here. And so when we pray, you know, to resist the enemy, we are praying from a higher level down. Alright? Not from bottom up. Alright? And we are created to rule. You know, angels were not told to rule the earth. It was us, men. Alright? And Jesus came to show us how as an example. And the scripture is that. In fact, in Hebrews 2, it says, like, to bring many sons to glory. And Him being, like, the elder brother, because He calls us fellow brethren. No, fellow brothers. Okay? And then, men through Christ can only be better and better, whereas angels were created perfect. Okay? Which means they have... There's no more redemption for us, but for men, there is a first chance, second chance, third chance, right? God still is there to redeem us. Amen. All right, and I hope you remember what I shared a few weeks ago about, you know, remember our CV, right? Our resume, where is it? It's already written in the book of heaven, right? It's already there. And talking about CV, there was a new thing that God spoke to me. You know, when we if we look in the world's way, the natural way, right? Can you imagine Moses coming for a job interview, right? And the job is to bring God's people out of Egypt, right? And then he suddenly showed his police clearance is not clear because he's murdered someone, right? In the natural, not passed probably, right? Fail. I'm not good in public speaking. Cannot use, right? Or what about David, right? David, when you say also, he's also basically murdered someone, and he's also committed adultery. That's the word. Yeah, you know. Again, we see like this in the natural world. If you're trying to. Probably cannot. They all have some sort of bad record. But yet, what is it in them that God can use? Right? What is it that they have? It's got nothing to do with what they can do in the natural. No? Right? It's got nothing to do with their suit. Right? It's how much of God in them that they have, and how much of God in them that they are beginning to release to the people. So I hope this is an encouragement to all of us in this season that, you know, yes, you want to volunteer, right? It's good if you're coming to all the different things, but don't come just as spectator. Because the leaders all are doing what it's okay. I'm just here to clap hands with them, you know, sing song with them. But also ask God, when I'm there, what am I supposed to do? Begin to look at the people and see, you know, they are precious in God's sight. They are that image that God wants to multiply so that we become more of the image of God. Amen?
Yeah.
Alright, so I hope, you know, this is truly a great encouragement for me at first. When just going through the creation story, you know, what we were meant for is like that great potential. And Jesus has made everything possible for us to come into that. Amen?
Amen.
So nothing is impossible. We can do great things in Christ. Amen?
Amen.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Alright? So last time when I had this as a keychain, I thought, oh yeah, exam so hard, oh, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. You know, we gotta start taking this same verse Same goes by my more and more and more.
Yeah.
Daily, you know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Amen?
Yeah.
Right? Okay? So, maybe as we get the worship team done.